Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Proven fact number one. The Good Day program feels good. You know, if you don't want to feel good, don't listen. You want to feel good? Stick around for more of that good feeling on the Good Day program. The more I think we do, Jay Kirstner and Doug Steffen, by the way, in the Good Day program, the more we do for people, the more we can do. Sometimes it feels like, depending on the information that we're passing along, I like to take baby steps, small little baby steps. And then with some of the other stuff that we talk about, I feel like I want to run across the country. And this is one of those stories from Atlanta, a youngster's decision to ask for donations rather than presents on his birthday. Wow. Alex Baker, 10 years old, his mother asking what he wanted as a present. And instead of coming up with something that he wanted for himself, he said that he had everything that he needed. Listen to this for a 10-year-old. Suggested that loved ones donate money to charity.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to this fundraising site called Pledge, P-L-E-D-G-E, and he decided that he wanted to help raise money for the Children's Healthcare Initiative in Atlanta. This youngster has had some medical, some health problems as a youngster.
Yeah, he kept getting croup when he was little. And
right.
They were able to, that's who always took care of him, and he remembered that.
Yep. And so he raised $250 as it started, but neither he nor his family realized at the time that his donation pushed a pledge fundraiser over $100 million. Mm-hmm. So think about this. This youngster, he thinks of mother and here talking about this, and mother's 39 years old. He didn't think. I mean, who would have an idea this 10-year-old would make such a big impact? So as a result of that, there was another check for $2,500 that was presented to Alex from Pledge's CEO. And so the parents are proud of this youngster, as well they ought to be, frankly.
Yeah.
What a great...
His friend has helped them reach a really great milestone.
Yep, right, exactly. Good for him. Let's go down the happy road. Here's a way to do that, traveling down the happy road. Here's the story of a mother who had a couple of embryos after the IVF experiment. My daughter went through this. Then she had the embryo, but she was already pregnant. And so now she's got not one, not two, but three children.
Well, and it took
triplets.
A while to figure this out. She had cancer at a young age, was told that she would probably go into extremely early menopause, talking by the age of 26 or so. Mm-hmm. She meets her husband. They decide, you know what, let's just go ahead and try. It wasn't very successful. They did, I think, IUI with their first daughter.
What's IUI? Uterine something.
Yes, the insemination. Okay. And then they were struggling with that with the next time. So they decided to do a few rounds of IVF. It wasn't taking. They were like, you know what, let's try one more time. And they ended up having a few great embryos. And they were like, okay, let's just go with the two, with the strongest one. The strongest one we'll go with. And they had two that were tied for strongest. So they're like, okay. And even so, it might not take. So they're like, let's put it in. One's a boy, one's a girl. Whichever one we get, we will be absolutely thrilled. Well, they both
miracle.
Struck. Yes, they both took, and then during an ultrasound, after she takes a home pregnancy test, she's pregnant, goes for an ultrasound, and she had suffered a lot of miscarriages even through IVF, and went to the ultrasound, they find three heartbeats, and they all had their own sac and for nutrients, and so there, and it was showing that it was two girls and one boy, so they were thinking the girl embryo split early enough that they were identical twins, but they both had their own nutrients coming in. And when they were born, the girls, they did not look identical. And there were a lot of questions about that. And then family members and friends were like, what if they put in a third embryo and you had no idea? Well, that's a lot of, that's not just something lightly to joke about, because that's something that is, there's so much more that goes to it. They could essentially have a daughter taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, you know what, let's just get a DNA test. Not so much that they thought that they implanted an additional embryo or anything like that, but just so that they had more answers as to why the identical twins didn't look alike. And also for their daughters, who would eventually ask questions about it. Well, then they found out that they are all biologically theirs, and there was not an additional embryo implanted. She just happened to be pregnant at the time, and had nobody had any idea, because it was so early in the process of when she had these embryos implanted. So it ended up getting triplets, one naturally and one, the other two with IVF.
There you go. Woohoo! Reminds me of a story that I read in one of the farm magazines yesterday about it's not unusual. I haven't had a set of twins for a couple of years, but to have twin calves born of the same mother is not crazy unusual. To have triplets is. And so the story of a Holstein cow that gave birth about a month ago to not one, not two, but three. And I saw this as what an interesting coincidence that there'd be a story about a mother giving, a human mother giving birth to triplets that way. And a cow, a Holstein heifer, I think it was first calf cow, first time she had babies, give birth to three. And they all look healthy as heck, too. But imagine, I've given birth to hundreds, or I've helped hundreds. We had thousands of births on the farm over the years, but I've had the great fortune of helping a number of calves be born. And I remember when it was two, and how astounded I was that I helped. The first one couldn't get out, so I pulled the first one out, and then the second one came right after it. So the second one lived. But if I hadn't pulled the first one out, neither of them would have lived. And then I think about the fact that there were three inside this cow. It just is, you know, it's kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people, too, there's always that concept, if you've not been through it, on the human side of, oh, I wish I could just have twins, or I want three children, I wish I could just have triplets and be one and done and get the three triplets. And there is so much more. The more children that are there, the more likely that there are going to be complications. The earlier you are likely to deliver. Question if there's going to be enough nutrients going in. And also, just the additional weight. I have a cousin who, she had triplets. And she, my two cousins, and then she basically, when she would go up the stairs, her wife had to carry her belly because it was just, she's this tiny woman, and she's just so big with the triplets that she could not carry her body weight along with the babies inside of her, that her wife would have to carry her belly a lot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, that thing called life. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell. She was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster system. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries.
Raised
funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like one of those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit.
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay, My place is to do...
What does that teach?
Yeah. It teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her. She should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
Kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. And now she's inspired others. She's now in the sixth grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. They're, and volunteers in the local food bank as well and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership. And
children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on.
Perception perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, not just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself a head exam.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. Doug Stefan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stefan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
All right, what better way to introduce our pal Warren Eckstein to the fabulous millions that are listening to our program and listen to him on the Pet Show every weekend. And you can find the address of, well, I'm not find a radio station. You can listen to it online at thepetshow.com. He also puts it, he does his broadcast in video on Facebook as
and
well
YouTube.
As on
YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah, exactly. All right, this week we're celebrating National Pet Day. So if you're a pet owner, you know, it's probably not just one day. You celebrate your animal companion every day, right? Hugging your whatever, your bunny or your kitty or your dog or, well, I don't think you hit a, those people who've got reptiles, I don't know if you hug them or not, but when you've been doing this for such a long time, I bet you've heard some wonderful stories about pets that steal the hearts of those people. Even if you haven't adopted and you see this dog, that's what happened when Meredith and I went to that kill shelter in Brooklyn. It was my first experience doing this, and that's where we found Millie, who was just a wonderful, and Meredith still has Millie. I just think that she was just a fabulous, well, fine, I never expected. We didn't go there. She just jumped up and looked at us, and that was it.
You know, it's the way it works. One of my nephews, Adam, who's my oldest nephew.
Yeah,
him and his wife and his
two kids. Is he the actor that you introduced
me to? No, that's Michael Rosenbaum. He's the actor. Okay. Adam actually works in the pet industry. The bottom line is they lost a dog a few months ago, and they went to a shelter, and they just adopted a three-legged pit bull. And just the most gorgeous dog. In fact, they're bringing it home, I believe, tomorrow. The most beautiful dog in the world. So, you know, to me, every day is pet day. I don't think of pet one day as a special day. My dogs get stuff that's special every single day. In fact, last week we talked about Gotcha Day.
Yep.
That was the day that you may have no real birthday. So today is
right.
Molly and Willie, my guys, Gotcha Day. And later on today, I'm going to be posting a photo of what they look like when they were at the shelter. Remember, they didn't want to give them one. They only wanted to give me one. I had to fight for both of them.
So I
posted their pictures today. It'll be up a little bit later, of what they look like and how skinny and disheveled and depressed
awful.
They look. And now how they look is a
you
different
know,
ball game.
I should do that with my son's dog, Fiona. He found on the side of the road in a box. This dog was almost dead. I mean, D-E-A-D, dead. And he brought her home, and you should see her now. She's the most, she's a pit bull, so those, well, Millie was too. What do they call them? South, it's another name for a pit bull, but it's not quite a pit bull. Anyway.
Staffordshire Terrier?
Staffordshire, that's it, yeah. So, if you look at this dog and how she is, she loves me. She comes in and jumps on me, and she's so friendly and licking, and she's great with Jasper. She was dead, basically, when they got her.
Yeah, but they know you saved their lives, and they pay you back every day for the rest
of
this.
I see some interesting people who are promoting pet adaption. Taylor Swift, Ellen DeGeneres, Ricky Gervais, Jimmy Fallon, Willie Nelson.
Getting it off. Yeah. So I decided, Doug, I should have been a gazillionaire by now.
Yes, you should have.
I came up with an idea many, many years ago, probably 35, 40 years ago, how people could determine where their dogs may have had accidents in their house if they don't remember where they were. And I told people to go out and get black lights. They can rent them. They can buy those black lights that everyone had in the 60s and 70s with, you know, those posters. And if you turn off the lights at night and take that black light, any urine or poop markings will show up. So now I'm reading this morning some pet information hotlines that I get. And sure enough, a company now developed a black light for pets. So the bottom line is you can go to a hardware store and buy a black light. It costs you $10. You buy their product, it's $60.
There you go.
So
you should have been right.
Marketing.
You should.
It's all marketing.
Yeah. Well, I don't do that. If I haven't, and Daisy has done it. I adopted her, and she didn't know anything. You know, she'd been in a cage for 2.5 years, so she had no social skills at all, and she peed and pooped everywhere. I just go around and smell the rug. And go down on my hands and knees and smell it, and then go get the spray.
That's you, Doug. But let me tell you, a black light works just as
well. But you know, maybe even. But you know, you get down to brass tacks here. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. There's a new retirement village for cats that's been developed where old strays live out their days, and so these little in these little cottages. I thought that was kind of nice for cats who lose their owners. What happens to some of them? Or dogs, too.
Big thing, retirement for pets.
Yeah, that's a big thing. All right, there's another genius idea. Come on, let's go. We'll start a bunch of retirement homes for pets and become kajillionaires. Isn't that what you want?
No, I just want the pets to be happy.
All right, there we go, and me too. All right, pal, thank you. You're a genuine human being. That's what I like about you. 59 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli and Hamas are in some of the fiercest fighting of the two-month-old war, including room-to-room. Israel launched its offensive in the south while trying to finish its operations around Gaza City. The Israeli military has cornered Hamas fighters in two of their last strongholds in the northern Gaza Strip and the city of Jabalia, immediately to the north. 4 Republican presidential hopefuls will take the stage tomorrow night for the 4th GOP primary debate. It will be the smallest debate stage yet, and comes just over a month away from the Iowa caucuses. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie all qualify for the debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The debate will be broadcast or streamed on all News Nation platforms. It will also be streamed live on Rumble. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People ask me all the time, if I were to use one word to describe the Good Day program, what would I say? Well, I could come up with refreshing, informative. Maybe like having a glass of really good, clear water. Very refreshing. That's the Good Day program. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. Leadership, that's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Hokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making
a good one.
Others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
it goes
making it
along
last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's mm-hmm. just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Here's a girl who's 7 years old, had a good birthday. She's a winner. She found a beautiful diamond in a state park while celebrating her birthday, one of the biggest diamonds found anywhere this year. Name is Aspen Brown. Located a 2.95-carat golden brown diamond while visiting Crater of the Diamonds. It's a state park.
Where do we sign up?
Where do we sign up for a trip down there? She and her father, grandmother... They were playing around the park. As she got hot, she wanted to sit down for a minute. So she walked over to some of the big rocks. And next thing that the father knew, she was running saying, "Dad, Dad, Dad, I found something." "Is this diamond, how much is this thing worth? What is it, this kind of a diamond?" You know about that. I think
I'm not sure. I'm not sure because it's not colorless. It's brown, but it's really pretty. I mean, it is mm-hmm. really pretty. And I think they were doing some kind of construction or doing an irrigation system, but it sent some of these pieces up. And normally people can go and find small stuff, but this was one of the larger, this was on the larger side of being found.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it's got to be an interesting birthday conversation anyway, right? It's got to have some value. You found it, and so is it finders keepers there?
Yeah, they it found is. This is what the state park is. That state park is known for that you can go and kind of like some of those beaches where they have the sea glass and people go and collect the sea glass.
Yeah. But look at this, Jay. 35,000 diamonds have been found in the park in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, largest diamond ever found. A 40-carat gemstone dubbed Uncle Sam was found in the same state park in 1924. It wasn't a state park then, but found here at this location. Wowee.
Yeah. And most of them that are found there are that brown, golden color.
Yeah. So is that, are those not worth as much as the clear ones?
I don't think so because they're more common.
Cubans
I think
are
it's just
trendy.
About how rare they are. Rare they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody really even? Honestly, can you tell the difference if somebody came to you and said, "Okay, here's the diamond," and it wasn't? But it looked like a diamond. Could you tell that it was cubic zirconium or whatever the thing is that people use to replace a real diamond?
I don't think so. But I think
is that man-made?
Is
the cubic zirconia?
Yeah, man-made. I think it's one of those things of one of them has a little bit more of a. It's not as like. Clearish white. It almost has like a silverish clearish.
Okay.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But a trained person would easily be able to identify any stone and whether or not it's fake. Like, what's the one? Oh, turquoise. A lot of times the turquoise people buy, it's not turquoise. It's howlite or another one that I can't think of the name that is dyed blue.
Ah.
If you have turquoise, could be fake.
The lesson in this for me is, here's this youngster who has a great experience on her birthday and then has something to talk about and share and thinks that she's lucky And I think, you know, me and my thoughts are things. If you think you're lucky, you're going to be lucky. I'm not sure whether you'd be lucky enough to win the lottery, but you're going to be lucky. You're going to be guided, guarded, and protected through your life. And that's really a very cool thing. The best hope for one as one grows, this young lady, hopefully she will thrive, not just survive as she goes through her life. She has something to manifest now. This is something she never planned on having that experience. She was going there with her folks for her birthday, and then look at this.
Yeah.
So something unknown and something that she hadn't manifested because she wasn't thinking about it. But now that you think about it, what do you think you can manifest? That's where I would go if I was thinking about it. You know, what happens next?
Something. She found a big something.
Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech right? Or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It'd take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have, I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T., thank you. Duh. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who is working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this, James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like one of the
standard
brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up in a... She sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being... pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used their brains. Manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are, we're trying to track, the, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Half the hour now. It's Chuck Curry time. Movie Moments on Monday, the 4th of December. This is the romance music from King Kong. Yeah, okay. There's nothing better than falling in love with a 40-ton ape.
I don't think
so. Right, Chucker?
That's I don't think so. It's right. One of the best things you could do in life, to be honest with you.
I guess you're right.
Jessica Lange did it back in 76.
Well, who was the first one that, the first time, the first king was Faye Ray, then it was Jessica Lange, then who was the most recent one? There's somebody else now.
Naomi Watts in Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Right. Why are we playing music?
You know, actually, you know, the Peter Jackson King Kong is a really good two-hour movie. Unfortunately, it's 3.5 hours. It's just so bloated. It has good stuff.
He's the guy that did, Lord of the Rings. Right, okay.
And they're bloated, too.
They're bloated.
Yeah, they're way too long. You know, I was telling somebody a few weeks ago, speaking about Lord of the Rings, I remember sitting in the theater watching the first two, and I leaned over to my wife and I said, I'm in pain. I can't get through it. I'm serious. I could not get through those movies. They were just too long. They should have been cut down.
What hurt? You had a sore butt? What hurt?
My mind hurt. So anyway, we play the theme to King Kong from 76 because Jeff Bridges, who starred in that movie alongside Jessica Lange, turns 74 years old. What's hard to believe, Doug, he was only 27 years old when he did that movie. He looked like he was in his 30s because he had like really long hair and a beard. Like it's almost hard to believe he was 27 years old and when he did that film. He had a maturity that was way past 27.
Right.
A great actor and a nice guy.
All the girls love him for that, one way or another. All right, so Box office totals, what happened over the weekend that was of note?
Renaissance, the concert film by Beyonce, was number one. Did $21 million in business. That's a solid number. Listen, nobody thought it was going to do the $98 million opening of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Still, it injected something different into the multiplexes, and they need that, and that's a big positive. That's all.
Was there the same? Did she make the same deal? Like 51% of all the revenue comes to me.
Probably 57. Probably. 57. I don't know if it was a direct deal with the theaters, but this is a good thing because theaters definitely need a more diverse product line. So it's good. Hunger Games: The Ballad of Song, Birds and Snakes came in number two, 14.5. $121 million in 3 weeks. This film's done very well. Just a 50% drop off week to week. That's a solid hold. Now Godzilla Minus One, which is a Japanese Godzilla movie, $11 million opening. Got great reviews. It's doing big business overseas. You know, the one thing about Godzilla, let the Japanese do it because they do it right. When American studios like Universal try it, never really works out. They keep trying and trying, but it just works better as a low-budget Japanese movie. Creatively, people like this movie a lot. Trolls came in fourth, $75 million in 3 weeks, added another $7.6 million. And Disney's Wish ran out the top five, $7.4, $42 million in 2 weeks. One other story, The Shift with Neil McDonough. Came in 4.3 million. That was a total grassroots marketing campaign. So they got that movie out of the gate, actually, with no marketing dollars. That's not a bad opening, actually.
No. I noticed that Macaulay Culkin, when he got his Walk of Fame star,
saw that.
The lady that played his mother was there, and he was crying and
at the
headphone, hugging her. What has she done since this?
Oh, she's done a lot. She's been on...
Is she?
Many a streaming show. Yes, she's done a lot. I think she's in Beetlejuice 2 also, which just finished wrapping. Tim Burton shot at Michael Keaton back as Beetlejuice. She's been around forever. Now, she's had a good career. She continues to work. You know, you think that Disney would offer Macaulay Culkin some sort of a deal to get him back for a Home Alone movie. I mean, I think that would be fun. Probably air on Disney Plus, but I guarantee you would get a huge rating.
You think? Was that
I think
popular?
It would. I know it
so
would.
So how come I didn't like that movie?
I don't know. You're the only one. Out of like 100 million people, I think you're the only one that didn't like Home Alone.
Uh-huh.
I love Home Alone, too, also.
Good to know. All right, Chugger, we'll talk to you on tomorrow. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. You've been listening in this hour, as every hour, to the Good Day program. Now 59 after the hour.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.